We, a group of Deutsche Welle local employees, are talking from Afghanistan, a country under the Taliban sovereignty. It has been 4 months that everything has stopped in this country. After coming Taliban, there is no freedom, no free media, no human rights, no women rights, no music, no concert, no cinema, no civil society activities, no work, no job. In one word, no life. Just panic is the only thing that governing over the country. After Taliban victory, more than hundreds free media has stopped. The majority of the media staffs have escaped from the country, are living hiding. Women have not been permitted to go to their jobs. And the only thing that is seeing is the disfigured appearance of armed men in different parts of the city. You just can't see the long beards with long and dirty hairs. Failed trials continuing, the former government soldiers' killing is strongly continuing, and everybody trying to flee from the country. Amnesty is a big lie. Those countries which were working in Afghanistan after coming Taliban evacuated all their local employees or trying to escape them. But the only group that ignored and neglected are a number of Deutsche Welle Radio Afghanistan section local employees. Each of them multiple times has tried to get in touch with officials of DW, but nobody answered them. Sayed Karim Javed is one of them. He has worked with Deutsche Welle as a freelance reporter from 2007 to 2014. He said,
"After the Taliban seized power in Afghanistan, I sent several emails to Deutsche Welle but did not receive positive answers. I and my family continuously change our place of stay in Kabul, Bamyan, and other provinces and live a difficult and stressful life. In addition to the security challenges, joblessness and high price are a threat to our lives. I cannot look for job in the government or in NGOs due to my professional history."
Javed with his four children are facing with difficulties in the cold winter of Afghanistan. Sabir Yusuf is another employee of Deutsche Welle. He has worked about 2 decades in a dangerous province like Kunduz. Kunduz was one of the most insecure provinces the last 2 decades. He said,
"I have worked with Deutsche Welle Radio from June 2004 until 2019 for about 16 years. During these times, I have provided hundreds of reports regularly for this radio in different fields, and my reports have been published by Deutsche Welle Radio. After the fall of Afghanistan by the Taliban, I am in a very bad situation, although I have emailed to Dari Pashto section of Deutsche Welle several times, and I also emailed to Mr. Peter Limburg, Director General of Deutsche Welle, and other responsibles of this radio, explaining my situation and asked them to help me for evacuation from Afghanistan, but I did not receive any response."
Nabi Asir is the elder of our colleagues in Afghanistan. In the last years, he suffers from heart sickness. Now he is in a worse health condition. He should have been helped, but unfortunately he was ignored and his illness was also ignored.
"I am Nabi Asir. I have worked as a local reporter with DW from 2004 to 2020. In these times, I prepared about 1,000 reports for DW, but on 15 August, when the Taliban took the control of the country, I repeatedly applied to help me, but no one paid attention about my demands.
Jawad Alawi also has been working as freelance correspondent with DW between 2012 and 2015. He has worked in Ghor province, another insecure province of Afghanistan. Alawi also was the human rights reporter as well in the Ghor province. He said,
During
my work with DW, I focused on women's rights, children learning rights, and especially on girls learning rights. Due to this, I am concerning to be persecuting from the Taliban. At the end, I am Said Amin Behrad, the former freelance correspondent of DW in Kabul, the capital city of Afghanistan. I have also neglected by DW official authorities. I have mailed many times to the high-ranking official of Deutsche Welle, but they did not answer me yet. Said Amin Behrad, Kabul.